He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your Rhaegar, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's benign.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. And now, a new episode of Terra Tremendous.
Jumpin' Jacks! That felt like the Millennium Falcon ride at Disneyland! Only for reals! Guys, look out the window!
We're in a brand new solar system, brimming with uncharted planets.
12 in this region? Nimbok, Asara, Ventus?
Your knowledge of galaxies and constellations is quite impressive, Miss Green.
Thank you.
Yep, she's my genius best friend. What the?
Mrs. DuPont. Apparently her sedative must be wearing off.
No, let me off. Let me off the ship, Abigail.
You were dreaming, ma'am.
Where am I?
Still on board the starship, Madam Mayor.
You mean it's real? I thought it was a bad dream.
Unfortunately, it's not.
Mrs. DuPont, Ms. Pruitt, welcome to the Didion system.
This is outrageous, Barrington.
It's actually pretty awesome, Mrs. DuPont. We're like a gazillion miles away from Earth.
Oh.
I know the situation isn't ideal, Mrs. DuPont, but at least we're closer to finding Tara.
Tara, that girl's been the bane of my existence since the day she was shipped from Fair Oaks to San Francisco.
Such a terrible cross for you to bear, Mrs. DuPont.
Tell me about it.
Here, let me fluff your pillow a bit, get you a little more comfortable.
That isn't possible. These seats are plastic, this ship is cramped, and all I can smell is motor oil and wet dog.
Oh, that's just scratches for her, Mrs. D. He smells pretty strong for a youngin'. You're catching his scent wafting through the ventilators.
Oh,
fanning you as fast as I can, ma'am.
Excuse me, Mr. Barrington.
Yes, Micah?
Captain Epic would like to see you on the main bridge.
What?
I know, right? That's what I said. Dr. Epic, the captain of the UXB.
No.
Man, she sure moans a lot.
Yes. I think Epic and Mrs. DuPont have something of a colorful history.
Oh.
Best you and Ms. Brewer remain down on the lower decks, Mrs. DuPont. That way we can avoid any unpleasant run-ins between you and the captain. Mr. Reynolds, Miss Green, let's give Mrs. DuPont some space, shall we?
Yeah, like some outer space.
Mr. Reynolds.
Okay, that was good.
What'd I do?
Oh, Seth.
Did Epic say what he wanted to see me about, Mr. Gregory?
No, he didn't. Sorry, sir.
Mr. Reynolds, Miss Green, I'd like the two of you to return to the main hub and keep an eye on the other students.
So no Epic? I wanted to look that guy in the eye.
Dude, no you don't. He's freaky, man.
I know. We had a run-in with him at the Great Barrier Reef a couple years ago. Total psycho.
To the hub, you two?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Good times. Epic? You wanted to see me?
Yes. We have a problem, Barrington.
What do you mean? We made it to the Didion system, didn't we?
Indeed we did. And if you look out that screen, you'll see Nimbok in the distance.
So what's the issue? It's where Tara's being held.
No, it is not.
What do you mean?
The ship's computers have run a thorough scan across the planet, and she was not detected anywhere on Nimbok.
What? You're lying. Computer, scan the planet Nimbok for Tara Callahan.
Scanning. Negative findings. Tara Callahan is not on Nimbok.
My God.
Your mission is a failure, Barrington. You've taken us all on this intergalactic goose chase, risked our lives for nothing.
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
You failed, Barrington. Your precious Tanya Tremendous is nowhere to be found on Nimbok.
It doesn't make sense. She should be there. Has to be there.
Why? Because it's been foretold by the Valkyrian timeline?
You know.
Know what? That we're living in a new timeline? The Valkyrian timeline? Of course I know.
That's what you've been alluding to ever since we got on board this ship. You did break into the Power U computers.
Never underestimate my genius.
I thought maybe you could turn over a new leaf. But you speak just as you always have. Self-servingly.
You know the old saying, Barrington? When someone tells you who they are, believe them. That being said, I can still help you.
Help me what?
Find the girl.
You know where Tara is.
I have a good idea.
You want me to tell you everything I know about the Valkyrian timeline in exchange for telling me where Tara is.
You'd better sit down. You look a bit wobbly. Yes, I do know where Tiffany is. And it's not Nimbok. Close, but no cigar.
Then where?
That's for me and my genius mind to know, and for you to find out. When I was on the PowerU campus, I was only able to get very limited information about the Valkyrian timeline when I had access to the university computers. I felt a bit rushed. However, you can grant me access to the top-level channel and allow me to finish downloading all of the data. Knowledge is power, Barrington. You're a headmaster. You know that.
Power. You do all that just to have power.
I do a lot more than that for power. That glorious.
The Valkyrian timeline leads to the destruction of our galaxy, Epic. That's all you need to know.
I disagree. I need to know exactly how it all plays out so that I can maneuver myself into a universe that will keep me safe from harm.
But we can all be safe if we find Tara. Don't you understand?
What I understand is that you and that sanctimonious Dr. Sabine Montgomery hold all of the cards.
We didn't want news of this to fall into the wrong hands, Epic.
And who are you to decide whose hands are right and whose hands are wrong, hmm? Who gave you the right to play God?
I'm not playing God. Neither is Sabine. We're trying to save everyone from the hands of those time-stealing beasts.
I can see the headlines. The hero headmaster and the do-good doctor of science. How's the list?
This isn't about headlines, Epic. It's about finding Tara. It's about slowing down the Valkyrian timeline and the horrific series of events that are destined to play out.
Such as?
Such as Tara's powers being exploited, used as a weapon to not only destroy Nimbok, but other planets in different solar systems, including our own, Earth. I've seen the data.
So in this new timeline, little Tina the Terrific will destroy entire planets, including ours. Your little prodigy ends all life on Earth. How absolutely ironic.
I know you don't mean that, Epic. I sense something more inside of you.
In the name of the sentient one, in the name of the source, in the name of the sentient one, in the name of the source, in the name of the sentient one, in the name of the source, in the name of the sentient one, in the name of the source, in the name of the sentient one, in the name of the source, in the name of the
sentient one. Stay out of my mind, Barrington!
Stop holding on to the hate!
You won't manipulate me!
In the name of the sentient one, in the name of the source, in the name of the sentient one, in the name of the source, in the name of the sentient one,
my race! Shields around me! Don't ever try that again, Barrington. Or I will blow up this ship and everyone on board with it.
I'm sorry, Epic. I overstepped. I just want to find Tara.
You stubborn goat! I told you I can find her.
For a price.
Oh, grow up, headmaster. You and I both know there's always a price. The only way you'll find that precious girl is by releasing the data on the Valkyrian timeline to me.
You have no other alternative.
Terra Tremendous. Created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Sound design by Michael Plahuta. Original score and theme song by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Produced by Stuart St. John, Michael Plahuta, and Todd Fisher. Production coordinator, Jonathan Chase. casting by WonkyBot Studios, based on characters in the Tremendous universe created by Stuart St. John. Terra Tremendous is a WonkyBot original series produced by WonkyBot Studios. For more information, visit wonkybot.com.
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course! Hit it! There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. It's from WonkyBot Entertainment.
Time marches forward whether we like it or not. What if I told you there's a way to alter time?
We are in 1886 Paris, France. Over.
We've lost them.
Time space indicator at level 6.4.
We're in the middle of a mission to save the life of Gustav Eiffel and keep one of the greatest historical monuments on Earth from being wiped out.
Do not lose focus.
When an alien invasion threatens to unravel the timelines of the past, five teenage friends become the only hope the world has.
Even though we've lost connection with the team, they're still forging ahead with the mission.
Our link's been cut?
That doesn't sound good.
So we're stuck.
Something's taking over the controls.
Step away from the console.
Stuart St. John's Time Stream. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.